a person who attends church on Bates Ford Road, who believes in this entire community to be a person who attends church on Bates Ford Road, who believes in this entire community being better, and to know that we have to deal with tough issues like equity and inclusion. I guess what I'm really concerned about is that I have a great appreciation for protesting. I have even a greater appreciation for the activism that we have in this community, because it's helping Charlotte be a better place to live for everyone. I don't understand that how we can take this and move it into a positive way around a conversation and understanding and getting better. I mean, to the family of George Floyd, and to the many people that we've had to deal with in our own personal city history, that we know that this is an important time. But I also have a complete understanding of the frustration and the anger and the sadness of people that are protesting. I know that sometimes it's hard to watch, and it's violent, and I wish that wouldn't happen, but I do understand it. And, you know, when, in Charlotte, we've worked so hard in the past several years. Our chief has been just talking about how when things like this happen, it really sets our department back, our entire city back, and we want to try to move forward around these issues. We've been committed to de-escalation. We've been committed to the idea of training our officers better. This happened in our city, and we reacted in a way to improve things. Now we're doing something that we're seeing across every city in the country. Los Angeles, Atlanta, Charlotte, all of these places are experiencing this protest. It just shows you how it's a national issue. The policing has got to look at how do we have officers really understand the hurt that we've had for years in our communities of poverty and race. So I just want our city to continue to move forward in these discussions. And we may have these disruptions, but in the end, can we make something good come out of it?